את הדברים שעברים למשה, ביום דיבר השם את משה בהר סיני. ואלה שמועש בני אהרון לבחור עם הדוב ואביו אלעזור ויסמר את צהרים. זאת אומרת, יותר בגין מסעים את הדברים שעברים למשה. זה children of Aaron ומשה. זאת אומרת, זה עשו על זה children of Aaron, לא דוב, אביו. What has become of the children of Moshe? They have not mentioned the children of Moshe. He had children, we know them, Eliezer and Gershom. But here the Torah doesn't mention them. So why does the parasha begin with Eilu Tundas Aaron and Moshe? It continues also only with the sons of Aaron. So Chazal say that it means really the children of Aaron. But they are called Toldos Aaron and Moshe because Moshe was their rabbi. And Hamlamed is Ben Chaveron Teire Mali Olam HaKosov Kilei Lod. One who teaches somebody Teire is as if he is born. It's his child. So none of Aviv are children of Moshe. They are not only children of Aaron. They are also children of Moshe since they are Talmidim of Moshe. Why does the Torah write this here? The Torah mentioned so many times the sons of Aaron and other people, and the Torah doesn't mention it. Why does the Torah mention it here? I believe because the apostle says further on, "Vayomos Nadav Aviv lifnei Hashem," that Nadav Aviv died, and it's not written clearly why did he die. One of the explanations in Chazal is they died because they passed the halacha and didn't ask Moshe Rabbeinu. They shouldn't pass the halacha, they should ask Moshe Rabbeinu. So here the Torah writes the reason why they were Chayav Mitzvah because they are Toldos Moshe. If they were not Talmidim of Moshe, they wouldn't be Chayav Mitzvah. But because they are Talmidim of Moshe, therefore they are Chayav Mitzvah. Of course, all the Jews are Talmidim of Moshe. There's not one Jew who is not a Talmid of Moshe. Their case it brought a few misses to them because they passed their loss and didn't ask Moshe Rabbeinu. So anyhow, the truth is that Hamlamed is Ben Chaver Oter, Amalei Olam HaKosov Kilei Lod. If one teaches somebody else's son Tere, it's as if he were his own son. Why is it? Because a person, a human being, is built out of two existences, the Gashmius, the corporal existence, and the Ruchmius, the soul, the Neshama. His corporal existence comes from his parents. He inherited from them many things. The Gemara said that five things he gets from his father, and five things from his mother, and 10 things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he inherits from his father and his mother, but his soul can be created, influenced by other people, not only the parents. The Rebbe influences his soul, makes him a new person. Therefore, in his soul, he is the son of his Rebbe, not only of his parents. There are things where we decide that the person belongs to his father, goes after the father. Let us see, if a Kohen married a woman which is a lady or a Israel, the son is a Kohen. And if the father is a Israel, the son is a Israel. it's going marrying between themselves. If a Mitzri marries an Amoini, the son is a Mitzri, and if an Amoini marries a Mitzri, the son is an Amoini. There are things which go according to the mother. If a Jew marries a non-Jewish woman, Chas v'Shalom, the son is a Goy. If a non-Jew marries a Jewish woman, Chas v'Shalom, the son is a Jew, according to most Poskim. There is another opinion, but we usually Poskim according to this Poskim. That if a Goy marries a Jewish girl, the son is a Jew, and if a Jew marries a Goyish girl, the son is a Goy. So the answer is go according to the mother. And the tribes of Israel go according to the father. If a person of Shevet Reuben marries a woman of Shevet Shimon, so the son belongs to Reuben. The Mishpachosom, the Beis Avosom, the Torah said, inheritance, the monetary inheritance goes mostly according to the father, but there are things which go not according to the father and not according to the mother, but according to his soul, where he belongs to his soul. The Gemara says that Antoninus, he was a Roman Caesar, but he was a very good man, and he was a good friend of Rabbi and learned many things from Rabbi. He asked Rabbi whether he will come to Olam Haba. So Rabbi says, yes, you are a fine person, you will come to Olam Haba. So he asked him, but the Pasuk says, V'lo yiyeh sorek v'beis Esav, nobody will remain of Beis Esav, and Rome belongs to Esav. So Rabbi answered him, Boisim Maise Esav. Beis Esav is not who was born of Esav, but who behaves like Esav. You don't behave like Esav. In your birth, you are a descendant of Esav. Perhaps one shouldn't marry you, even if you be a Ger Tzedek, because Ger Adoimi is also the third generation. But in your deeds, you are not Esav. In your deeds, in your soul, you belong to Israel, not to Esav. And on the other side, the halacha says, but halacha is bo'esem ma'ese amcho. If he behaves as amcho should behave, but if he behaves not as a Jew should behave, you may curse him. It's not only a Nasi, every Jew, if he doesn't behave like a Jew should behave, one may curse him. One shouldn't be too quick in cursing people. One should wait. But the halacha is clear that if one doesn't behave like a Jew should behave, one may curse him. So there are things which go according to the yichsin, there are things which go according to your soul, whether your soul is in your soul you are a Jew, or in your soul you are an Adoni or something else. So whenever somebody teaches us something, he makes us a new creation. Before I was perhaps a Jew, but a lesser Jew, and now after I've learned this, I'm a better Jew, and more oisim maise amcha. Every new word of Torah makes a new creation, and therefore one can have many fathers, because one has many rabbis. From this rabbi learned Chumash, and from this rabbi learned Mishneh, or something else. So he has many fathers. It's Rabbi Novak, the rabbi from whom he learned most of his wisdom. This is Rabbi Novak, but he has many rabbis. Whoever taught him a little bit is a father. Uh, It's not, God intended not an exterminant. The person can be a big mathematician or a doctor or something else, but these are outward things. He knows very much about this science or about another science, but it's not part of his being. But Taylor is a part of your being. You don't learn outside. You learn yourself. The Taylor says, they say for 20th Adam. The Taylor is the say for 20th Adam. It's the story of the persons. How is the Taylor the wisdom of the persons? Because the Taylor is the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our sounds come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the Taylor is according to our sounds. It's the deep wisdom of our sounds. We don't understand it as we should. It's endless. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands the Torah as it is. Nobody can understand the Torah as it is. But everyone, according to his capacity, learns Torah. The child in the first grade learns Torah, the Talmid Chacham learns Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu learns Torah. Everyone, according to his possibilities, should learn Torah. And he's becoming a better person through Torah. We have the Torah in our soul, but we don't grasp it. We should take it, bring it out so it should be clear. Chazal say that Avraham Avinu kept all the Torah before the Torah was given. How did he know Torah? Chazal say Avraham Avinu killed Yosef into Torah Mishmosa. His own son taught him Torah. How can the son teach Avraham Avinu what he hasn't got yet? Because the soul is the victim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The soul comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the soul is parallel to the Avraham Avinu out of the soul receives the Torah. Why don't we receive out of our soul? Why do we need Moshe Rabbeinu to bring us the Torah? Because the pasuk says, "Asher osor elokim etzor adam yoshor, ve'elo bikshu chishvono es rabim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu made people just, but people look for other interests, not for justice. If one is just, he can know the telephone out of himself. Avraham Avinu and the other of us, the pasuk says, they were yeshorim, they were just. About Avraham Avinu, we say it every day in our prayer. His heart was truthful to you. When the heart is truthful, you can understand the truth. But if the heart isn't truthful, you don't want to understand the truth. You want to understand other things. There is a story about the merchant who was asked how much is twice two. So I said, it depends. When I buy it, makes three. When I sell it, makes five. And this is the way your mind is going. You can't grasp the Torah. The Torah is justice. The Torah is just. And your mind is not just. Therefore, we need Moshe Rabbeinu to bring us the Torah. But we have Moshe Rabbeinu, and we know we can learn all the Torah. We should learn the Torah and become better persons. there is a story about a prince in Epshit that the guy asked him, in your Torah it says, Achrei Rabim Lates, you should pass the according to the majority. So we, the goyim, are many more than the Jews, so you should accept the opinion of the majority. Since the majority are Christians, at least in the places of Rabbi's mansions, they are Christians, so you should, chas v'shalom, become Christians. So Rabbi's mansions answered, Achrei Rabim Lates is about things which I don't know. If I would go, let us say that it's not what Rabbi Yossi says, but I say it in my mouth, if I would come to Jerusalem, if I wouldn't know which bus I go to the old city, I would ask people if the most would say it's number one or two, I would try number one or two. But if I know something, if I know where my address is, and other people will say, this is not your address. I know, this is my address. It doesn't matter what other people say. Hashem Rabbim Lates is about, in Aloha is also so. Hashem Rabbim Lates is about things which we don't know. If I find a piece of meat, and I don't know whether it's kosher or not, it depends whether there is rov or there is not rov. We don't know the halachic questions, but rov, the majority has something to say about it. But if I know this piece of is from a kosher, maybe it's kosher, whether the majority is so or not. And if I know that it's non-kosher, maybe it's non-kosher, even if the majority is kosher. But since which we know the majority has nothing to say. This was Rabbi Yonasan Epshit's answer. And Rabbi Chon Wasserman said about that Rabbi Yonasan Epshit's answer is true, but there's another answer also. Let us say that there was a judgment of a court of 71 judges, not Sanhedrin, not our Sanhedrin, but Goyish court of 71 judges, and 70 said that this person is Potter, and one said he is Chayev. What would we assume? We would assume that it seems that he is Potter. But if we know that the 70 were bribed, so what they say doesn't weigh with us. If somebody is bribed, his opinion is non-existent. I would say the 71's opinion is also not important, because he's angry. Why did they bribe him too? Why did they bribe all the others and just him they left out? But anyhow, what the 70 says has no weight in it. So the goyim are bribed. They don't want to be Jewish. They want their nonsense. So what I saw, there's no majority. The majority of bribed persons is no majority. But even in learning Torah, it's better to learn from the greater rebels, not from lesser people. Moshe Rabbeinu says that the Jews didn't behave well when he told them that they should make new judges, not only him, but Sorei Alofim and Sorei Meis, and they accepted it without objection. On the one hand, it's fine to accept what Moshe Rabbeinu says without objection. But on the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu is angry. Why is he not angry, but has a kind why didn't you understand that Eina Domei Shomea Miti Arav L'Shomea Miti Atalmid? It's not the same if you learn Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu as when you learn from a lesser person. It's better to learn from the highest Talmid Chacham. This is part of his objection to Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, who want to sit in Eva Yam, because in Eva Yam they won't be able to come to Jerusalem and learn from the Sanhedrin, so they will learn through others. It's not the same if you are near the big Chachomim and you can't come at every occasion to the Sanhedrin, or you sit far from them. It's not easy to come to learn from them. One should try to learn from the highest source, not from lesser source, as far as possible. Yitro told Moshe that it's not possible that all will learn from him. But as far as possible, you should try to learn from the highest source, not from lesser source. The big day of Matan Torah was the day when the Adrecha to learn from the highest source, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. We heard the Aseret HaDibros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the beginning said that he will talk to Moshe. The Jews asked him to talk to them. It's a name of the Rosh Hashanah. We want to see our Lord. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted it. He said they have to prepare 2 days, 3 days to be prepared to Matan Torah, but then he will talk to them all. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu began talking, then the Jews became afraid and asked Moshe that they can't hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore, they might die if they hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They asked Moshe to be between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and them, but the two first dibros we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Chazal said that it was true. At every dibro of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sound of the Jews expired, because it was so near HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it couldn't remain in this world. The son wanted to return to him. Rabbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every time new prayers and messages that the son will remain in this world, because it felt so near HaKadosh Baruch Hu just as Leavdil, when a big magnet comes to iron, it can't remain on its place, it must move to the magnet. So the sun must move in the direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it return to our body. And then the Jews asked Moshe Rabbeinu to be between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe Rabbeinu is sorry for it. Rashi says, Toshash Koycho Kin Kevo, he lost his power as a woman, has less power than a man. And on the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, "Hey, Tivu Asher Diber," that the Jews say good things. I believe that it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was right, of course, and that Moshe Rabbeinu was wrong, but both are right. There is the Bechina of Ava and of Yira, the love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Lamb said you should continue to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be as near HaKadosh Baruch Hu as possible. The fear said you should be far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let Moshe Rabbeinu talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't come yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this person must have both. It must have Abba, it must have Yir, it must have the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, must have the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there was the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't want to talk anymore, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should talk to them. They asked Moshe. So from the point of view of Yir, it was very good. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that they did not share the Baruch. But from the point of view of Abba, they lacked in Abba. If the Abba would be greater, they would still want to hear directly from Akash Mokho. Therefore, Moshe is not so glad with the Pasuk says, Moshcheni acharecha narutza. You should, Moshcheni, you should take me as a behemoth, which doesn't want to go, so I make Mashiach take her. Narutza means I'll run from myself without Mashiach. So there should be both things. There should be a Moshcheni out of Yireh. I can't go myself. I have to have a Moshcheni. But on the other hand, I have the Abba. This is a Narutza. And both are necessary. The Moshcheni and the Narutza. Perhaps if the Jews would have, I don't know, I say perhaps, if the Jews would have heard all the Ten Commandments directly from Akash Mohr without the help of Moshe Rabbeinu, they would be so near to Akash Mohr that they wouldn't have done the Egel anymore. There would not be, there would remain no Yetzirah, no wickedness, they would be so dear to Akash Mohr, so loving to Akash Mohr, that they lacked this love to Akash Mohr. They wouldn't have believed to the certain saying that Moshe Rabbeinu died and they had to make a golden calf. Perhaps, I don't know, but perhaps if the armor would be stronger,
Thank you.